I'm Carol Hills, in for Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Today's headlines are all about Donald Trump and his call to ban Muslims from entering into the U.S. Many of his fellow Republican presidential candidates have denounced Trump's comments on Muslims. At the same time, Republicans in Congress are still trying to make it harder for Muslim refugees to come to America. President Obama is committed to admitting up to 10,000 refugees from war-torn Syria over the next year. That sounds like a big number, but contrast that with Germany, where hundreds of thousands of refugees have already entered the country, Syrians as well as Iraqis, Afghans, and others. And the question many Germans are wrestling with is, how many refugees is too many? The World's Matthew Bell reports from Germany.
They keep coming, mostly from Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. The train station in the city of Passau, not far from Germany's border with Austria, is one of three entry points here. On this day, a little more than 800 people arrive. That's way below average.
We have 6,000 immigrants per day, and this is a situation I've never seen before.
So 6,000 people are coming across the border from Austria into this part of Germany every day?
Every day, yes, every day.
Mark Matthias is the commander of a riot police battalion in Berlin. But for the past 12 weeks, he's been in southern Germany, one of 2,200 police officers from all over the country deployed to the front lines of the refugee crisis. Matthias runs a converted police warehouse and gymnasium in the city of Rosenheim. It's now a massive intake center for refugees. This facility alone has processed 115,000 new arrivals, and it's just one part of the story.
It's the first station when they reach Rosenheim. Here's a medical screening. We have a doctor, we have some nurses, and you can smell it.
The overwhelming smell of body odor is a hint of how far the refugees have come and how difficult their journey must have been. In the big picture, German authorities say they're able to register only about 10% of the people pouring into the country. Here in this building, after the medical check, police search for weapons. They take their cell phones to copy all of the data in them. They take fingerprints and do a short interview to find out where the refugees are from and why they've come to Germany. Officer Ringo Schimmelpfennig works in a cramped office with a photocopy of the Eiffel Tower peace symbol on the wall. He says it's hard to verify people's identity.
How do you speak to the refugees if you try to speak English, or do you have translators?
Yes, often. Often we try to speak English. People from Syria, they are speaking often English. But the people from Afghanistan, they are speaking only Farsi, I think. Or Pashto, that's right. Yeah, it's a little bit difficult.
Schimmelpfennig says some people have passports, but most don't. For a while, most of the new arrivals were families with money. Lately, police say, more than half of the people coming into Germany are young men traveling alone. In any case, they usually spend half a day at a registration center like this one. Then they're put on buses and sent to refugee camps that have sprung up all over Germany.
Ich möchte mir ein Bild darüber verschaffen, wie die aktuelle Situation ist.
Jürg Radek is a spokesman for Germany's national police. He's getting a lot of questions and complaints from the ranks. Officers wonder why they're being asked to do the work of customs officials and the Red Cross. They won't say so into the microphone, but several police officers told me they're very skeptical about the wisdom of all this. One told me Germany is making a big mistake by letting in so many people straight from conflict zones in places like Syria, and he doubts most of these people will ever integrate into German society. At police headquarters in Passau, another bus full of refugees arrives from the train station. It's full of families with young children. One exhausted-looking little girl tells me they're from Iraq. Off-duty officer Wolfgang Strauberger is standing by, having a cigarette.
When you see these people coming to Germany, how do you feel?
You see the kids. I'm a father. It is sometimes very difficult to see this. The weather is okay now, but when it's very cold, wet, long way to here. Sometimes.
Sometimes, he gestures, he can't hold back the tears. When I ask Strawberger if Germany is doing the right thing by welcoming so many refugees, he answers without hesitation. Absolutely, he says, we must help them. For The World, Matthew Bell, Passau, Germany.